hurt instead of help people. Love your enemies, Jesus said. Pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44, NLT. Jesus knew if we would pray for our enemies, God would help us love our enemies. I haven't prayed for ISIS, but I need to. If I don't pray for my enemies, I'll never be able to eat with them. I've noticed this about myself. I have both an instinctive response and a reflective response to people who irritate me. When someone cuts me off in traffic, my instinctive response is to honk my horn and throw my hands up in the air. However, my reflective response says, maybe they had a hard day at work, or maybe there's a child in the back seat who distracted them. Jesus is inviting us to trade our instinctive responses for reflective responses. Doing so can impact how we treat people. It teaches us to never judge an entire people group based on the actions of a few people in that group. As the reflective followers of Jesus, we would never say, all women are emotional basket cases and all men are insensitive jerks, because that isn't true. Some are, but some aren't. As the reflective followers of Jesus, we would never say, all priests are predators, all politicians are corrupt, and all law enforcement officers are heavy-handed. I have friends who are priests, politicians, and police officers, and most of them are great people. As the reflective followers of Jesus, we would never say, all black people are unmotivated, all Hispanic people are here illegally, and all middle-aged white men are greedy bigots, because that just isn't true. We should never judge an entire group of people based on the actions of a few people in that group. In the field of psychology, there is an emotional axiom called transference, wherein we...